Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of July, recording at 9:15 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asian stock markets, quiet activity. The ASEAN markets actually eased a tiny bit. They'd been the pace setters recently. But China rose for a sixth consecutive day. Japan, the Hang Seng and the S&P all a little bit higher. European stock markets fluctuated early on, mostly in the minus column, but then rallied with Wall Street and closed with moderate gains. Wall Street was down in its early trading a little bit, taking its cue from Europe, but then picked up. And it's put in another solid performance here today. The S&P is at 1115. That's up 1.12%. Solid stuff. The Dow up just over 100 points. In bond prices, actually despite those gains, U.S. bonds held on to some small gains, a little bit softer in the gilts and the bunds. The U.S. dollar is weaker in here today except for the yen. No, I beg your pardon, the U.S. dollar is weaker in here today and also against the yen. Japan won't like that tomorrow. With the yen back down to, or the dollar, I beg your pardon, the dollar back down to 86.85 against the yen. The Australian and New Zealand currencies are strong. You've had sort of upside breakouts from trading ranges there recently. The US dollar fell to a new low against the Singapore dollar. So this has been quite a move. And what else to mention? Industrial metals are firm in here today, with tin and copper leading. The precious metals, well, silver and platinum and palladium had very modest gains, but gold slipped again, down 665. More on that in a minute. Takes it down to 1182.55. And sugar is stronger in here today. I think we had a little bit of profit taking in the beans and corn. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, it's been a very good 3 weeks and counting. For the markets that had been hit hard previously. Those would be Wall Street, certainly, and the European stock markets. Most other stock markets around the world, most of the progressing markets were quite steady, with the exception of China, which was still reaching new lows, new reaction lows for this move, three weeks ago. But the ASEAN markets, which I mentioned in my review, had been very firm, with most of those pushing up to new highs for the year generally. So let's take, though, the moves that we're seeing here in the European stock markets and on Wall Street. Well, when this all started about 3 weeks ago, and when I pointed out that we were due for at least some good short covering, and I said if all we got was short covering, we would be lucky to see the rally last for more than a week or two. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, it's in its third week in counting, and for the longer rally, which we're seeing, I said that we would need to attract some bargain hunting, which I certainly believe we have. And also some momentum buying, and I think the rally is going on long enough to be attracting a little bit of that as well. It will move, or is moving rapidly, back into a short-term overbought condition, but there are a few people blinking out there because This move is pushed up through some previous resistance levels, albeit within trading ranges for the OECD markets, within quite large trading ranges. Now, I think this 3 week and counting rally bodes well for what we're likely to see in the fourth quarter of the year. I'm glad I'm fully invested in terms of the money that I've allocated to equities. And I feel that people are much too bearish overall. And I've even described it at times as irrational pessimism. Monetary conditions are good, corporate profits are good. I keep getting articles on how weak the US economy is or might be. Well, yes, it's softening a little bit in here now, but it hasn't fallen back into recession, and I don't think it will against the background of those profit figures and against the background of very low short-term interest rates. But the key point here is that if you're going into the equity markets, you're not buying the economy, you're buying companies, and these companies have pretty good earnings overall. And while all this double dip talk is going on, we have a two-tier global economy, with the OECD countries, for the most part, in the slow growth lane and experiencing some deflationary pressures, and their central banks worrying about those deflationary pressures, which is keeping short-term interest rates low. And then we have the progressing markets led by the Asian region in India. And they're doing very well. Their economies are doing well, but they have some inflationary pressures. So a very different picture there. You net it all out, and it's not all that bad a story. So again, as far as Wall Street and some of these European markets, I think we've had a little bit too much irrational pessimism, which of course is the flip side of the irrational exuberance, which we experienced for a long time in an earlier cycle. Okay, what's to like here? Well, I do like the various fuller money themes, but I think, just taking it on the basis of charts, that's be a very good guide. I think the uraniums are picking up. Now, the mining sector looks interesting. I think, having been buffeted by the Australian super tax, which is still being fought over, and exaggerated fears of China's slowdown, the miners really were knocked about a bit, but they firmed a lot in the last few days, along with the industrial metal prices, and I think they're quite attractive. So I see more to like than not to like here right now, and the not to likes are pretty well known. Question marks over the banks, question marks over sovereign debt. These are serious problems which will not be solved overnight or this year or next. But I don't think they're going to drag the whole system down. That's the key point here. Well, now, what about excuse me, long-dated government bonds? I think they're still benefiting from quantitative easing. And the banks, which don't want to lend, are able to borrow from their respective central banks at dirt cheap rates and put that money into the longer dated issues, as long as they can rely on a nudge nudge wink wink from the central bank when it does come time to raise short term interest rates a little bit. And that's not in the immediate future, it seems. So I think the long-dated government bond prices will hold up a little longer, possibly, but they're on borrowed time. So what I'm saying is that yields are near lows and of some significance and will push up. In terms of currencies, the dollar haven, well, what happened to that? Of course, when people had a chance to look around and see, and the sky was not falling, and when in actually thinking about the dollar's problems, they are voting with their feet now. And so, what do we see? The strong, well, as I mentioned early on, the resources currencies are doing very well. Sterling's firm. The euro is firm. Euro back up just under the 130 level. Sterling back up just under the 155 level. And the dollar looking soft. I don't think we're going to see any dollar collapse in here anytime soon. We're probably going to see it ranging between the lows and highs that we've seen this year. And anything else to mention here? I mentioned the industrial metals led by copper and tin, but the others look like recovery candidates. Gold is soft in here right now. Ever since those two key day reversals up near the 1250 level, just over the 1250 level in June. And then a downward dynamic. Gold has looked a bit soft, and that's in US dollars, and it's been falling faster in other currencies, which are firmer. So this is continuing to retrace gains here in a period of seasonal softness, and I don't think the pullback in gold is over. I don't think it'll turn into a rout. But the one thing that worries me when I say that I hear in my ear, is that I remember all those comments, people saying, well, we don't like this, we don't like that, but the one thing we do like is gold. And that was too much of a consensus. And that consensus proves wrong sooner or later, and usually sooner. Okay, so I think that's pretty much it. It'll be interesting to see what Asia makes of this firm action on Wall Street here today. It was unimpressed by what Wall Street had done on Friday, which was pretty good as well. But the bottom line here is that the Wall Street leash effect is positive. And on that note, all the best to all of you.